Hi, I'm a child. Ni hao, come meet you all.
Bonjour.
Are we ready? We're reading The Duck with No Name. The Duck with No Name? Aww. It's a cute, cute story and you're gonna love it. You ready? Yeah!
I don't have a name. A little lost duck goes around the world trying to find out who he is, and he comes back home and finds out his name is Quackers the Duck, or Quackly. So little Quack Quack walks around looking for his home. Hey, little ducky, what's your name?
Quack Quack, Quack Quack.
Oh, I don't have a name.
Oh, said the sly fox. So you don't have a name? Grumble, grumble, hit him in his stomach as he looked at the little duck in his little eyes.
Quack, quack.
Well,
little duck with no name,
I am a red fox. And I'll tell you my name. My name is Mr. Rumbles, and my stomach is grumbling. And your name is Lunch, as in my lunch. My delicious lunch, a little ducky who I will roast and delight in.
Oh, Quack Quack, you mean my name is Lunch? Oh, I have a name?
That's right. Come here, little Lunch. Come right into my big mouth.
Come here, little ducky.
Quack Quack. And the duck was so happy that he started to fly.
Hi, my name is Lunch. My name is Lunch. Quack, 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 quack. My name is Lunch. My name is Lunch.
And then a wise old owl sitting in a tree.
Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Your name is not Lunch. Your name will be gone if you don't fly away, little ducky. He's about to eat you, that sly old fox.
Said Rumble to the wise old owl.
Oh, you wise old owl! Hurt me! How dare you grab me getting my lunch today! You just grabbed my lunch!
And little Quack Quack flew off.
Thanks, Mr. Wise Old Owl Harmony. Quack Quack, Quack Quack.
And Quack Quack flew away. Quack Quack flew away for a while and then landed next to the riverbank, and Quack Quack, the little duck with no name, met a mouse.
Oh, hello, little ducky. Hello, mousy. My name is Harold, and I'm a little old in my old age. And, oh, you know, a piece of cheese fell into the river. Could you do an old mouse a favor and get my piece of cheese? I'm so hungry. I was wondering if you could help me get the piece of cheese.
Oh, said Quack Quack.
He goes, I don't know if I can because I don't have a name.
Well, said Harold the mouse.
Holy. Yellow duck, right with
braces up and grabs the little baby yellow duck with her long trunk and pulls the baby duck on her back and runs to the shore safely.
Oh, that's not fair to rob a crocodile of his lunch delivery, telling you, oh, big giant great elephant, oh!
And he goes under the water in a big old splash.
Shame on you, oh, croc. Daddy Crockett, for picking on a little baby duck. Now, scram, you crocodile. Scram, or I will step on you. Oh, silly, silly, you big, thousand-pound, big elephant.
And Tilly the elephant looked at the little baby yellow duck.
Quack, 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 quack.
Crackle has the cheese in his mouth, and hello, the mouth ran out. Tilly and Little Duck, you're a hero. Here you go. Here's your teeth, Little Mouth.
Wow, you sneaky
hero, the mouse, said Tilly to the mouse, for sending a little baby duck into the dangerous infested crocodile water to get your teeth.
Well, I'm an old mouse and I'm hungry.
Now you scram or I will get you. When Tilly looks at the little duck, the little baby duck looked at Tilly. And the little duck went, quack, quack.
Now, you little duck, you need to be aware there's funny noises and scary things in this forest. I hope you find your family, and I hope you learn your name so that you can go back to your family. Well, be on your way, because I gotta go back to my mom, because she doesn't like me out at night when the scary noises and the scary monster might come get us. He's big and scary, and we're all scared of him. So hurry along.
Quack Quack looks at Tilly, and the little baby duck waddles off. And then he waddles down the path. Quack Quack, Quack Quack, Quack Quack. And then a baby bear named Duncan. He is looking for some food. And the bear looks at the little duck. And he's looking up at the tree.
Oh, can you help me get those berries up there? Because you have wings.
Oh, is my name Wings? Says the little duck. The little bear goes, I don't think Wings is a name, but you can flap your wings and go up there and get those berries for me.
Then why the paper?
Oh, okay. So little yellow duck flies up and picks some berries, and the berries are near a beehive.
I'll be careful for this bee, little duck, duck, duck. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack sneezes, and the bees get angry and start to chase him.
Oh, oh, buzz, buzz, buzz. We're gonna sting you. We're gonna sting you, you trying to get our honey.
I'm just trying to get these berries. I don't want your honey.
All right, because we would sting you and sting you if you try to get our hungry, says the angry bee. All right, just go out there and get those berries, but don't come near because I'm going to sting you. No one takes my honey.
So, Quack goes and gets the berries and comes down and gives them to the bear.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me these nice berries. I wanted the honey, but I guess you didn't get the honey.
He told me not to get the honey.
And the big mama bear comes down from the forest and tells the duck,
well, you're too big to cook and serve for my little baby bear. So, thank you. Those fingers from those feet could have gotten you. Duncan, how dare you tell the little ducky to go there and get your food when you could have caught it yourself.
But, Mommy, I get stung by the bees because you always go get their honey.
Now, the mama bear,
Mrs. Milky.
Hi, who has the queen?
Are you looking for your family? Do you know your name?
I don't know my name.
I'm looking for my family, but I don't know my name.
Well, says Milly, be careful not to go at the back there, especially it's about to get dark, and there's scary noises in the forest, and there's a big monster there. So, we don't want you to go there, so hurry up and find your family.
Okay, said Quack.
wanders along, trying to find his name and maybe see if he can find his family. He hears some scary noises. And a big, hairy, scary monster is standing under a tree.
Oh, goody, goody! I have a duck snap coming my way.
Oh, yeah. And the little quacker duck looks up and hears the noises and sees a big, giant, hairy monster.
May I be duck? Be my mommy. Who knows my name?
Hello, duck. I'm going to eat you.
And the duck looks up and he says,
and what is your name, little duck?
Oh, I know my name.
I'm going to crunch and munch you and chew you into pieces. And you better scram, because I'm a brave superhero.
And the monster looked at the duck and couldn't believe his ears or his eyes. This little baby duck is telling him to scram, and that he will crunch and munch him and chew him to pieces, and that he is a brave superhero.
You're gonna eat me?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna crunch you and munch you and chew you to pieces, and you better scram, because I'm a brain superhero.
The duck just was repeating all the names that he was called today.
And the monster didn't know, and the monster was so frightened. Oh, ah, ah, oh, oh, can't you take pity on me, a little monster? Oh, man, I don't want to be crunched and munched into pieces. And then he's like, so can't you just not do that, and we can be friends. What's your name?
And the duck tries to remember all the names he was called.
Scram! Scram! Scram!
So the monster runs off, and the duck takes the path to the right, and up ahead he hears some quack, 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 and the duck quickly waddles to see if it could be his family. And the monster screams and runs off, and all the animals in the forest cheer for the little yellow duck who has a cool new name, Brave Little Duck, who saved the forest from the scary, scary monster. Quack, 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 quack. And little yellow duck goes off to look for his parents.
Part 2! Will the little yellow duck find his parents?
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe and be our friend. Storytime Fun YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel. And thank you for your 5-star reviews and making us a top kids podcast all around the world. Thank you. The end.